Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You just tune in to Push My Story. Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody or some phenomena. I want you to know that there is a solution for your situation, and God is waiting to hear your call. Today, we're going to talk about questions that go through people's mind, and many people are asking questions, why are we here? What is our purpose? Why are we didn't ask to come here, but we are here. I want you to realize that we are here to make a difference, to make sound, good decisions, to make wrong right. We come to give God the glory and the honor for his name. Amen, because he has done great and mighty things for us. He has brought us out of slavery, out of sin and death, to the marvelous light of salvation. Our God, through his Son, thought about us, that we can give him the glory and the honor and the praise as he originally planned it. And I want you to realize that what God had planned it from the beginning in his original plan was to be perfect, to be blameless, to be faultless, to have a family, to have children. That was his original plan. But he foreknew and he foresaw, amen, and he seen the trouble. He seen the things that was going to take place. And he was like our superhero to come to our rescue, to deliver us and set us free. Now, before we get all into that, let's get into some of the chapters we're going to get into. Now, this may continue, amen, several series. But, you know, as you follow on, then, you know, we'll enlighten you and we'll get into the depths of the Word of God. But you must take your time and read the Word of God, soak in the Word of God, talk to God, speak to God, commune with God. Don't talk at God, talk to God. Tell God how you feel. So we come in from the book of Genesis, the first chapter, where it all started, all began. It gets into that. Then we go into the book of Ephesians, the first chapter, the 3rd through the 12th verse. And then Colossians, amen, is related to the book of Ephesians. The only thing between Ephesians and Colossians, Colossians talks about God's deity. Ephesians talks about his reconciliation through Christ Jesus. So you must read those books very carefully. Those books are one of the most important written books there are. Because the presentation of a Christian theologian in the New Testament, it takes study. It takes great knowledge and understanding through God's way, through his eyes, through his heart, so that we may know the answers. Because there's so many answers today. Why are we here? I didn't ask to come here. Well, of course, you know, our parents, amen, chose to have us here, amen, and they decided to plan and have a family and have children. They had plans for us. So we have to find out, amen, praise God, what is the plan of God and what is our purpose? And the only thing is to carry on a legacy, to bring great joy and good news and glad tidings to all people, to all race, color, no matter where you are, who you are, where you come from, amen, or what origins or what race or color. God has no respect of person. Okay, and then you can also look at the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter and the 30th chapter, that also, amen, praise God, talks about his rich blessings, amen, praise God. Once we understand, then we find out, then God, what would you have me to do? Because when it is completed, this cycle that God has put in place, amen, I want you to realize he's going to have a perfect family. He's going to have children that love him, freely love him, amen, praise God, without any struggle, without any ties to anything else. But God will have his family. Okay, if we go to the book of Ephesians, I want to just talk a little bit about the book of Ephesians, because like I said, you know, besides the book of Romans, you know, this book, or you can say the letter, amen, that Paul wrote from prison, okay, he wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. So we realize that when it comes to the book of Romans, the book of Ephesians, the book of Colossians, they are the most carefully written patient for a Christian. Amen. In the New Testament, it is parable. It is very vital, important for you to read and study. And study it and read it with an open heart. And get the understanding that God will, amen, will show you his mystery. He will show you the revelation. He will give you the wisdom. He will give you sound doctrine. He will give you the things that you need, amen, on this Christian journey, on this journey, period. If you're not saved, you can get saved. Amen. God has no respect of person. Praise God. So this is what it's all about, to know the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, the way things are now, let me explain this. The things that are, the way they're going and the direction, amen, praise God, I want you to realize it is not God's original plan. Because of one man's sin, sin has fused and mixed and have, look, took, pureness of holiness of God's original plan, that we will be just like him, a family as he had planned it, holy, faultless, amen, to never fail or fall again. But it is for us to give his name the glory and the praise and honor for all that he has done. This great God, amen, through his son, amen, was a superhero for us, amen, and saw that we can be saved and we can be delivered. We realize that God foreseen, he saw, amen, down the lineage, down many generations, what was going to happen. But you know what? He just didn't let it happen. Jesus Christ came on the scene for us. And we're so glad, amen, that he loved us just that much. Let's get into the book of Ephesians, amen, the first chapter. And for your consideration, let's look at the third verse, because see, what the third verse is going to tell you is why God made us and for what purpose that God had made us, amen. And, I mean, what God had originally put in plan, let me tell you something, it was awesome plan. But it's like this, before I get into it, it's like, I mean, you have pureness. I mean, if you could think about milk, milk is pure white, and then you got a fly or flies in your milk. It's been tainted. It's been spoiled. So what happened is, that's what happened to man. The perfect plan that God had was pure, it was right, it was holiness. But then the enemy got into it and tainted it and spoiled it. But God being who he is, amen, made a super plan. He became that superhero for us. And he took all that and made it pure for us, amen, that we may have the right to the tree of life. Isn't that wonderful? That is just beautiful. But let's start from the book of Ephesians, the first chapter, the third verse. It says, blessed be the God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place in Christ. Just as he chosen us. See, he chosen us. God created. Let me tell you something. You have to have a creator in order to create something. You cannot have a building without a builder. You have to have a builder in order to have a plan executed to build a building. So do you have to have a creator in order to create? You got to have a creator. So God took on himself with his wise, awesome genius, amen, and thought about you and I, amen, in his original plan, in his awesome mind, he thought about a family, children, being like him, being in holiness, being in grace, and living forever with peace, love, joy, and happiness. No more sickness, no more dying, no more disappointment, no more frustration, no more confusion. That's what God had originally planned. But because of that one man's sin, that sin fell on all of us. But you know what? God being who he is, awesome God, unmatchable, unbeatable God, he is a wonderful Savior. He just took upon himself and no, amen, praise God, this whole plan that, amen, has been tainted, has been fused, and has been scarred, amen, it was good for nothing. Amen. It wasn't worthy to go to heaven. But God used his son Jesus, amen, to die on the cross and gave us that pure blood and purified everything and made it back to his original, amen, plan. Isn't that wonderful? The only difference is that when God put it back in the original plan, God gave man the ability to choose. Amen, because God wants a free will. God wants you to be a free will agent. He wants you to choose to love him. He wants you to choose to praise him, to serve him, to worship him, to love him. Amen. He wants us to do that. But you know how it is. Every family, there's always one that's a little different from us all. Amen. We are family. Amen. We have traits of our father. We have character. We have different things of our parents. Amen. God is our parent. God, amen, praise God. We're supposed to look like him, act like him. We're supposed to, amen, be happy like him. We're supposed to have the same mind, the same judgment. Amen. But then he puts in place, even after that, that he give man the validity to choose who he wants to serve. Amen. You have that right. Yes, you do have the right. God is absolute. Amen. He has an absolute plan, that plan that would be executed, and it works. Now, when you try to do it outside of Christ and you're trying to do it yourself, I guarantee you have a plan that will fail you. You'll have a plan of misery, a plan of disappointment. You'll find yourself, amen, picking yourself up all the time, realizing, amen, that we have faults, we have flaws, we have character, amen, that's not of God. So we have to be made like our God. This is what brings the difference amen. He give us the difference, amen, to mature, to be like him, to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, it says that he had blessed us, amen, praise God, and he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy, without blame before him in love, having predestinated us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to him, according to pleasure of his will. See, it was all about his will, his good pleasure. Amen. God wanted the family. He wanted children. He wanted to be a parent. Amen. Praise God. He's not going to be like the government, always in your business, trying to tell you, trying to dictate to you, trying to control you, and trying to, amen, trying to tell you what you should do or what you cannot do. God is not like the government. God is a parent, amen, that's loving, understanding. He's listening. He hear you. He reason. He's full of justice. And he's going to lead you. Just like your natural children, you just don't have children and just release them to the world. No, you teach them. You teach them between right and wrong. You teach them what's good, what is evil. You teach them how to become entrepreneurs. You teach them, amen, how to go forth and make careers and be somebody one day and just carry on. Amen. And this is what God has for us. We think that God is so hard and God, you punishing us. God do not punish us. When you discipline your children and when you see that when they are wrong, you tried to take that wrong and make it right, to get them to see and understand why it is wrong and what would happen and the consequences. Well, God is the same way. God looks after us. He sends us angels. He protects us. He provides for us as long as we call on him. But sometimes we're stubborn, we're rebellious, we're hard-headed. We have to learn the hard way. And sometimes we learn, amen, praise God, the hard way because we fail to understand. We fail to acknowledge. We fail, amen, to do what's right. And sometimes we suffer a lot of things because we brought it on ourselves. God is so awesome. Amen. He foreknew, amen, before the foundation of the world. He knew all about what was going to take place. He knew from the beginning of Genesis when he created man in the garden, when he created him and gave him life. He foreknew that Adam, the firstborn, was going to sin, that he was going to taint us. He knew that. But God had a plan. God, when your children is in trouble, you just don't leave them in trouble. You find a way, some means, to get them out of trouble. You find some way, amen, because you love your children. You want them to do the right thing. You want to see them go forth. You want to see them, amen, be bright, be successful, be, you know, wonderful. Maybe one day be the president of the United States. Well, God is the same way. God wants us to grow up, mature, stop complaining, stop murmuring. We don't have to be crooks. We don't have to be liars. We don't have to be deceivers. We don't have to go around breaking people's heart because it's wrong. You won't want nobody to break your heart. Now you put yourself in that individual place. Put yourself in that person's place. Would you want someone to hurt you? Would you want someone, amen, to misguide you? Would you want somebody to lie to you? Do you want somebody to be underhanded with you? Do you want somebody, amen, to be dishonest and not trustworthy? Of course not. Well, this is what God is all about. He's a parent. He's not just a God just dictating, but he's a God. He's a God of a parent. He's a parent. He's our spiritual heavenly Father that loves us so much and so dearly. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we didn't ask to come here, but we are here. And while we're here, if we hear what our parents are saying, if we do what our parents are saying, talking about parents, good parents, we're talking about parents that love the Lord, parents that love their children. We're talking about parents, amen, that's trying to do the right thing, that want to see their children succeed. That's what I'm talking about. So we get into the Word of God and we find ourselves, amen, we begin to find the steps. We begin to find out what do God require of us, and then we try to follow through. And then if we make mistakes, guess what? We're supposed to learn from our mistakes. Get up. I know you bruise your knees. Wipe your knees off. Kiss it and keep moving. That's what it's all about. Yeah, sometimes we get hurt. Our friends, acquaintance, we think that people love us. We think that people trust us. We think that we are in a good environment. We think that we are in good company. We find ourselves, amen, that we got backstabbers. We got people that undermine us. We got people that deceive us and cause us to do things that we're not supposed to be doing. We find ourselves falling, being influenced by others that will trip us, to deceive us. Sometimes people are just jealous of you. I promise. Some people are just envy of you. But look, don't worry about that. You talk to your Heavenly Father about those things. You go to God. You keep doing the right thing. You keep on going on your journey and be what God has you to be. Complete what God has decided for you to do. Amen. He wants you to grow up. He wants you to be somebody. Look, God didn't come here to make things worse. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but I come to fulfill it. You see? So God, he loves us so dearly and so much. Amen. He didn't want us to come and make things worse than what it was from the beginning. Then we know better than Adam. We can't point the finger at Adam and say, what Adam done. We got to look at ourselves and say, look, we are the offspring of Adam, okay? And because we're the offspring of Adam, and Jesus Christ died on the cross, amen, redeemed us, brought us back, amen, praise God. So now we have the choice. We have the mind. We have our own mind to do right and wrong. We have the mind, amen, to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. That's why we need to honor him. We need to praise him and thank him because he's our superhero. He came and rescued us today. He comes to bring us out of darkness into the marvelous light. He comes to heal us. Amen. Those that are sick, those that are blind, those that are stumbling in darkness, those that are confused, he comes that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, was our lamb without sin. God took on himself and sent his son without sin, to be in our stead, to be an atonement for our sin. And he died on that cross. He stayed on that cross. I want you to understand, amen, praise God, that he stayed on that cross from 9 to 3 o'clock, amen, until sin was passed over, until he knew that the victory was won. And then God, amen, praise God, shook the heavens and the earth, praise God, because the New Testament, the theology for a Christian, amen, of the New Testament, amen, came in place, amen, and gave us the victory over the enemy. Now it's up to us. Now we got the strolls. Now we got the Word of God. Now we got the plan of God. All we got to do is execute it. And guess what? Once we execute it and we have done all that we are supposed to do here on this earth, guess what? We are going to a place that's not made by hands. The Word of God said in the book of St. John, the 14th chapter. He said, let not your heart be troubled, for he that believes in God believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would not have told you, but I go to prepare a better place for us. You say we have to. You say, well, why just, if God is all that, then why just God just dismiss everything and just start anew, afresh? No, it is his pleasure. It is his will. Amen. It is his will that no man perish. Amen. But all men come unto repentance. That is his will. Let me tell you something. You can't take a clean thing and put it in something dirty. Come on now. You cannot, amen, put old wines and skins in old bottles. You got to make it brand new. Many times when you're on a potter, amen, and you're building and you're making, because I used to make ceramics, and if you didn't do it just right, it got too hot, it would, you know, if you didn't follow the instructions to the T, to the specs, you'll find yourself, amen, it will crack, amen, and you had to start all over. You don't want to take something that's broken, that's cracked and all been used, but you want to start afresh with new, perfect, brand new. This is what God is all about. He's all about pureness, holiness, righteousness. And you can't take nothing that's been tainted, things that's already, amen, scarred, and things that's already ruined. You know, he couldn't take that and say, look, I'm going to take it up to heaven, because everything is pure. Everything is holy. Everything's been washed by the blood. Amen, praise God. Everything, amen, praise God, is like unto our God. It's pure. It's holiness. It's perfectness. So what had happened? God had chosen us, amen, a perfect way, a better way, an excellent way, amen, praise God, that we will not be lost, that we have that chance. Adam had that chance. He blew it. Don't you get that chance and blew it, that chance, amen, and bring it to a ruin. You take that chance that God gives you and make it right. You take those wrongs and make it right. You teach your children the right way. They may start off, amen, they may get around their peers, amen, there's peer pressure, there's all kind of pressures, there's all kind of confusion, anything to influence you. But if you teach them to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul and strength, I promise you, they will love God. They will love God with all that's within them and wants to please him. Just like a parent. He's just a parent. Just like you want to please your parents. Many times we want to please our parents. We want to show our parents that we can do things. We want to show our parents that we are responsible, that we are mature, that we can do things. You don't hand a set of keys to a four-year-old. Come on now. They got to mature. You got to teach them. You got to show them. They got to follow directives. They got to follow through instructions. It's just like your children, your natural children. If you know how to give good gifts to your natural children, what about your Heavenly Father? What God has something good for you to those that obey him? He said, if you hearken unto my voice and do my commandments, amen, do my will, amen, praise God. God said there's nothing that he will withhold from you. God said he comes, amen, praise God, and he will not allow any diseases, any sin come upon you like they did in the days of Moses. Because the Egyptian, amen, praise God, was diseased, and they were disobedient, and many times they became sick. They become all kind of plagues, and all kind of things happened to them because of the disobedience. Choose life. Joshua said it best. My heart between two opinions. Me and my house is going to serve the Lord. Amen. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. While we here, We're here to make a difference. We're here to make sound judgment. We are here to do good. We are here to represent God. We are here, amen, praise God, to tell somebody you can live and not die and declare the words of the Lord. We praise God and hope that you got something out of the message. I mean, this message is not even through. I'm not even begin to even touch the surface. The good things that God has in store for you. But this was just a synopsis. It was just a summary trying to get you to open up your understanding, to get you to think, to give you a chance to say, well, maybe I am on the wrong track. Maybe I am going about this thing wrong. Maybe I wasn't taught when I was a child. Maybe I didn't have the opportunity as some. I didn't have the parents, amen, of my mother and father. Maybe I was a parent of one single, okay? But you have the chance and the opportunity, amen, to do the things that are right. We love you, and God bless you.